WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Hundreds of people gather over the weekend in Families Belong Together rallies in our area to support immigrants. Two people are arrested near Timberville, charged with murder in the shooting death of a man in Harrisonburg. And now that construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline has been halted, what happens next? This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 2nd.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Hundreds of people gathered in Harrisonburg and Charlottesville Saturday in sister rallies supporting immigrants. The rallies were part of nationwide protests, including a march in Washington, D.C. called Families Belong Together. The rallies were motivated by accounts of children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump announced an end to that policy in June, but about 2,000 children are still separated from their parents. About 300 people rallied at Court Square in Harrisonburg on Saturday. In Charlottesville, hundreds also gathered to show disgust at policies that continue to keep families apart, many of whom are legally seeking asylum in the U.S. Speakers at the rallies included migrants and refugees to the U.S. from around the world, telling their stories. Also, two Rockingham County people are in custody, charged with first-degree murder after a shooting near Court Square in Harrisonburg. The Daily News Record reports that Kirkman Roundtree of Harrisonburg and another unidentified man were shot early Saturday. Roundtree died after being flown to the University of Virginia Medical Center. John Doljak and Karen Blankenbaker were arrested Saturday night after police obtained a search warrant for their home near Timberville. Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality abruptly halted construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline on Friday. DEQ says erosion control standards are not being met and that construction of the natural gas pipeline will not resume until they are. Virginia Public Radio's Robbie Harris reports.
DEQ says it received reports of violations from citizens groups and sent inspectors of its own to locations along the path of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. After confirming problems with erosion and sediment control, officials announced construction would stop until the problems are addressed by pipeline company crews. Rick Shingles is with Mountain Valley Watch. He says the group has been flying drones over remote areas along the pipeline route and found several places where required safeguards are missing.
Whenever they're doing work that's not readily observed, in this case, we could only observe it using drones, we find that they don't use the erosion and sedimentation devices.
DEQ Director David Paler confirmed a lack of the required controls, but he could not say how many violations there are.
I hope the public is encouraged to know that we have regular oversight of the project and that we will be holding Mountain Valley Pipeline to the highest standards.
Paler says construction on the Mountain Valley Pipeline through southwestern Virginia will resume only after the company gets approval from DEQ. I'm Robbie Harris.
Also, the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia has resigned. John Whitbeck announced Saturday that he was leaving his unpaid position next month. He's held that position since 2015. The state GOP is fractured and did poorly in last year's state-level elections. Many Republicans do not support Corey Stewart, a diehard supporter of President Donald Trump, who recently won the GOP primary for this year's U.S. Senate race. Stewart has frequently mocked members of his own party. He issued a statement Saturday thanking Whitbeck and said that the next chairman should be loyal to Trump and his agenda. The politics of Virginia's congressional elections may be shifting, according to new projections. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains.
Looking into their crystal ball, the folks at the University of Virginia Center for Politics see trouble for three Republican incumbents. Perhaps the most troubled is Barbara Comstock in Northern Virginia. Jeff Skelly at the Center for Politics says her race against Jennifer Wexton has moved from the toss-up category to leans Democratic.
Now, in the aftermath of the Republicans nominating Corey Stewart to lead the Republican ticket, and then that new Monmouth poll that had Comstock down 10, we just think that there's enough evidence to view her now as an underdog.
The reelection efforts of both Dave Bratt in Central Virginia and Scott Taylor in Hampton Roads had been ranked as leaning Republican before the primary, but now both have been moved to the toss-up category. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says the primary results shifted the landscape.
Since then, since Democrats have had their primaries and they've selected candidates, there have been some surveys out that have shown the Democratic candidates either ahead or even.
One Republican seat that's still viewed as safe for now is the 5th Congressional District, currently held by Tom Garrett, who's not running again this year. Democrats had hoped to target the seat, but the Center for Politics still has it as leaning Republican. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levy. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.